This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Saying welcome, everyone. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. And this is our opportunity to come together to practice mindfulness, which I like to define as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. I wanted to talk about a particular theme that arises in mindfulness practice, and that is the theme of impermanence and change. And it doesn't only arise in mindfulness practice, it arises in life. And I know we've been living through these years of tremendous change and sense of impermanence, and whether that impermanence is the impermanence in our living conditions, impermanence in with human life, whether it's the impermanence of loss, of change. There's this constant change that we are all dealing with in many moments. Change is happening all the time. And most of the time, we're not acknowledging it. Whether it's the change of these many things I mentioned, or it's a change in our identity, or a change in our our job situation or our relationship situation. It's like the nature of this world is to go through change. And yet we persist quite a bit in living in denial of this. I know that we're aging, but it'll happen at some point. Or I know it's happening now, but it's not going to even be worse than that. And time is marching along and we are a part of it. Hold on one second, please. So sorry, I had a dog emergency. I had to let him out. In any case, so there's this constant change that is happening. And because we live in a sort of a denial of it, it's like we're resisting life. Many of us do this. We don't want it to be this way. And so an example of this would be, imagine a rope that is like someone's pulling a long, thick rope in front of you. Just imagine a rope like going by really quickly. And we try to grab onto the rope. And what's gonna happen is rope burn. The more we try to hold on and stop things from changing and resist and fight back and reject our experience, the more that we suffer, the more we experience rope burn. So one of the things that mindfulness can be very helpful with is it can help us to recognize the reality of change, that through our meditation practice, we can be present to the constant changing nature, whether it's our thoughts, our emotions, the sounds, the sensations, everything that is happening is changing inside our body and mind all the time. We can turn our attention to it. And it's like if we meditate over long periods of time, we can really sense, not in an intellectual way, because I know intellectually every single one of us knows that things change, of course. But we can experience as a meditator the moment-to-moment change of life and the way that we can sit through it and be present with it and not reject it and not fight it, but accept life. And in that way, it helps us out in the world when we're not meditating. It gives us these skills and tools to not be in resistance, to not hold on to something where there's nothing to hold on to not get that rope burn because we're in sync with the way life is. So we're going to explore change as we do the meditation right now and just invite you to settle back in a way that is comfortable to you. Taking a breath or two to settle into this present moment. So you can sit in whatever way is comfortable, on the chair, couch, bed. Some of you may be lying down, that's okay. Maybe you're sitting on the floor on a cushion, whatever is helpful for you. Your hands resting where they're comfortable. Your eyes can be closed, although some people do meditate with their eyes open, which is fine as well, your choice. Let's take a few breaths. Deep, slower breaths. And as we take these breaths, allow yourself to settle in more deeply, to find a place of presence, awareness, here and now. And so I'm going to take you through some different aspects of your experience and to try to notice the change that's happening in a very direct and obvious way. We can start with the sounds around us. So just turn your attention to the sounds around you. Now the sounds are coming and going. They're changing from moment to moment. See if you can notice the changing nature of the sounds. And, you know, there's even the sound of my voice that is changing from second to second. There may be a sound that seems constant to you, but if you listen closely, you will probably observe that there are variations and changes in the sound. So let's just listen to the sounds around us, noticing the way in which it is changing. Not to think about it, but just experience everything our ears can hear is changing, shifting, it's impermanent. Now shift your awareness to your body and notice whatever body sensations are obvious to you. There's tingling, vibration, pressure, touch, movement, pleasant, unpleasant sensation. There are little tiny sensations, there are bigger sensations. As you notice your body, and it's really feeling your body, it's noticing and sensing our body. It's not kind of thinking about our body, but what do we feel specifically? And notice that it doesn't stay the same from moment to moment. Can you feel the changing sensations? And there might be a sensation in your body that feels very strong and doesn't appear to be changing. But if you bring your attention in closely, you will likely find that it is moving, transforming, Perhaps it's intensifying or reducing in size or shape or changing. So notice the change. You might even notice, especially those of you with more experience, you might notice the way that our awareness tracks the different experiences and is changing itself. Something grabs our attention, then grabs something else, grabs our attention. The awareness is moving along with the objects that we're noticing. What's changing inside your body? And if at any point it starts to feel like, oh, there's too much changing, it's a little overwhelming, find something solid, like your feet on the ground. You can come to your breathing, feeling the rising and falling of your abdomen or chest, or the in and out sensations at your nose. We're going to just do this a little bit longer to explore change. So now shift to your emotions. Are you having emotions in this moment? You may or may not. But if you are they staying the same? Are they changing? So how do you experience your emotions? Maybe your heart feels heavy. Your stomach is tense or tight. Maybe you're thinking about something that's making you a little uncomfortable or sad or worried. Is it staying the same, what you experience in your body? And how about your mind? So whether or not there is an emotion present, aren't the thoughts changing moment after moment after moment? We can't capture time, we can't stop it. It's changing all the time. It's like trying to put your hand into the river that's flowing and rushing by. We cannot stop the river from flowing by. So noticing thoughts, emotions, you might even have images arising in your mind. Some people see thoughts, some people hear thoughts, some people sense. Thinking comes in the form of sensing or feeling. Just letting yourself notice the changes. And almost like a scientist. Thought image, maybe the flickering light in the back of your eyelids. And you might take a moment if you want to notice this all happening together. There's body sensations and sounds and emotions and thoughts and memories and consciousness, awareness of it all. And so now let's find a place to rest in the midst of this change and the changing nature of the world outside us. Can we come to a place of a kind of refuge, a place to rest our attention? So I mentioned the breath, the abdomen or chest rising and falling, the air moving through your nose, in, out. Let's put our attention here breath after breath. Or some of you might be noticing the sounds as they come and go. When your attention wanders, and that happens for most everybody, there'll be a moment you notice it's wandered. You can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then come back to your main focus, breath or listening. So we're going to move into silence now as we practice. And what I want to say, if you're feeling like you want just more stability and simplicity, just stay with being with the breathing or the listening, just staying with coming back when your attention wanders off. If you want to continue to play with this concept of change and impermanence, meditate as you know how. And when you might notice change, you can acknowledge it. You can say the word change. You can notice it. You can turn your attention to any of those areas I mentioned. Wow, look at the thoughts. They're just moving by so fast. You might also notice the ends of things. If things come to an end, there's a body sensation. Maybe it's strong for a moment and then maybe it disappears or fades away. You can notice the end. So this is just if you want to keep playing with the concept of change. Impermanence. And we're doing this, remember, not to feel overwhelmed by the change, but to help us understand in a body sense, in a visceral way, that all of life is constantly changing and that we can come into a place more of harmony with that, not resisting, not fighting it, not getting that rope burn by seeing it for what it really is. So let's do that inner meditation. in this last couple of minutes, let's take a moment to reflect on something that's changing in your life. And there may be many, many things, but maybe pick one thing that is changing. And as you bring that to mind, notice how you feel inside. Maybe there's a sense of loss or mourning or disbelief or shock or resistance. It shouldn't be this way. So if you can let yourself feel that, like it's okay to feel that, it's perfectly normal. That's how most humans relate to change. Let yourself feel the disbelief or the worry. And breathe. Now ask yourself, if I were to just be here with this, like consider the possibility that I can be okay in the midst of change, what would that be like? What would be here now? If I could just soften the resistance and let this truth of the world be here, the truth of my life. Softening and breathing. I may not like this. I wish it were not this way, but if it is this way, can I soften a little bit around it, open? Or just recognize, yeah, this is the truth of things. I may not like it, but it's what's happening. And now, what do you notice when you consider the possibility of opening to that change with clarity? So let whatever is here be here. And let's bring some kindness to ourselves for whatever you're experiencing, including hard stuff. Maybe you still feel resistant. You're not interested in opening to the change or relaxing or softening. Wherever you are, can you bring some kindness to yourself for whatever it is I'm feeling right now? Can I hold myself and hold this with kindness? And let's send out some kindness to the world where all of us are experiencing changes at rapid rates, many things beyond our control. Sometimes change is positive and sometimes it's not. May we open to life as it is and find an easing of suffering, more connection, peace, and joy. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you, everybody. And sorry if that was like a heavy one today. Anyway, sometimes they just pop out of me. I will say this, though, that there was something I said that I did not feel comfortable about saying because I didn't actually mean it. I just wanted to say this, that I said something about when we're aging, sometimes it's getting worse. And I didn't mean that we get worse as we age. In fact, many of us get better as we age. I meant just that the symptoms can intensify. That's all I meant. So, all right. So if you're interested in more with UCLA, we have the Mindful Awareness Practices Program. Our center, Mark, is UCLAhealth.org/mark. Lots of classes, programs, and events. I have a 1.5 hour session open to the public tomorrow. That's for total beginners. If that's something you're interested, I'll stay on. I can describe that connection. And yes, Allison will be here next week. And then I think she'll be here 2 weeks in a row, and then I'll be back in May. And that's it. Have a great day. Great to see you. I'll stay on if anybody wants to chat more informally. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.